why is it that Paul would write such a long, deep letter to the believers in Rome? Well, the reason may revolve around the fact is that they were a divided people, Jew and Gentile, history and heritage, customs and culture, two completely different types of people. And Paul, the Jewish preacher to the Gentiles, writes this letter in order to unify them under one banner. And that one banner is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So he doesn't start with their preferences. He starts with their position in Christ. And today, the church can still be divided. Divided by politics, divided by race, by background, even by musical tastes. And the solution is still the same. We don't need more programs to unify us. We don't need better slogans, but we need a deeper grasp of the gospel. And so that's why we're taking this deep dive into the book of Romans. And as we do this, perhaps you can make this your prayer. Lord, make us one under the cross. Tear down our pride and build up unity through your Son. Here are two different types of people you can be praying for. Pray for Stan and Donna Scroggins, our Asia Pacific coordinators, and also pray for the Goani Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. And here's the last word. The only real unity is gospel unity. And when we're grounded in that, everything else changes.